Sheikha, we have one question also remaining. Somebody's got a question about praying on behalf of somebody. Now, they're talking about praying on behalf of somebody, okay, who has either passed or is sick, and they want to pray their wajib salah. Are they allowed to do this on their behalf, Sheikh?
Well, concerning as-salah, which is the most important act of worship and the most important pillar of the deen, a person can never ask somebody else to offer the salah on his behalf, whether in his life or in his death. The only act of worship which no one is exempted from offering under any circumstances except death or unconsciousness is as-salah. And of course, women during their menses are exempted too from offering the salah. Besides that, if the person even is sick or just had a surgery, still he or she have to offer the salah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very easy and accessible for the believers to offer the prayers. If one cannot stand up to pray, let him sit down. If one cannot pray while sitting down, while reclining, while on the side, even by motioning by the eyes, as long as he can speak by the tongue, even if he cannot speak by the tongue, the intention would suffice him. Meaning, there is no excuse and there is no one to be exempted from offering the salah. Except, as we said, a person who's insane or a person who's suffering of unconsciousness. He's not aware of what's going on. Besides that, if the person died in this condition and he did not offer the salah, his ears are very eager to make up for him. They can only ask for forgiveness for him or give any charity on his behalf or perform umrah or hajj on his behalf, whether the mandatory umrah or hajj, hajjatul Islam, or a voluntary one. This is all permissible. But the salah, no way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala privileged the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a very special package concerning the prayer, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. We're not limited to a place of prayer to offer the salah or a certain mean of purification. No. You may pray anywhere as long as the spot which you're offering the salah on is tahir. And if the water is not available, or if it is available but you cannot use it due to sickness or whatever, or if it is available but insufficient, then you may do the tayammum. Du'ilat li al-ardu, a place of masjid and a place of tahara. So no one is exempted from offering the salah. And the first question the servant of Allah will be asked about on the Day of Judgment is as-salah. If it was done rightly and if it was upright, then everything later will become easy on him. And if the person skipped the salah, then everything else will be difficult on him. Accordingly, every Muslim should keep in mind, as-salah is the most important act of worship. And no one is exempted from offering the salah. And not only offering the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. To offer the salah on its proper time. To offer the salah on its proper time. So it's not permissible for any person to make up the salah on behalf of somebody else who missed it, whether during his life or after their death.
جزاك الخير.